Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am talking to David Foreman on the phone. He is the herbal pharmacist. Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks for having me as a guest today. I really appreciate it.
No problem. So we are talking today about muscle loss.
Yeah.
Are you looking at me? Are you seeing me on YouTube and going, you know what? That guy needs to talk about muscle loss.
No, I'm actually not right now. Now I kind of wish I had, or maybe I don't. I don't know. I could go either way.
Oh, okay.
I won't even go there. How about that?
All right, that's good.
So you know, it's funny. Like, I think when you started out, we were going to talk about muscle loss. I think a lot of people were like, "Huh?
What?
Yeah. You know, and there's a condition. It's, the medical term is called sarcopenia. And I know, and I love modern medicine because they always give these conditions like these really twisted names, and then you have to define it because I have no idea what it means when it's that way. So sarcopenia is boiled down to age-related muscle loss, and it doesn't really get talked about much, and I'm hoping it starts to. I don't know how old you are, Tom. I'm not going to get into it, but I'm 54 up.
I will be 56 in 2 weeks, a week and a half.
So I'm going to share this from a personal side, but you know, so I'm 54. I'll be 55 in another like couple of months. So you know, we're almost in that. We are in the same age bracket. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Well, somewhere in your 30s, this condition starts. When you're in your 40s, it's definitely starting. And by the time you're our age, this is already happening. What happens is, for multiple reasons, our body doesn't produce or reproduce, or synthesize more muscle. And at the same time, your body starts to break it down. It's a normal process anyway. Like your body breaks down muscle to use the components, for other nutritional processes in the body, mm-hmm. Wear and tear, all that stuff. But at the same time, when you're younger, the body's actually building up muscle. And so, people, listening right now are like, whoop-de-doo, Dave, why is that so important? Well, we now know that this condition is directly connected to an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, a significant increase in blood sugar control issues, obesity, even messes with your hormones, including, like, for you and I, our testosterone levels. If ladies listening, this age-related muscle loss is also linked to your estrogen level. So it's a serious deal. And like I said, it often gets overlooked. And you know, we would lose about 1 to 2% of our lean muscle a year after the age of 50. And again, this is a serious health issue. And the sad part about it is that modern medicine, like, you can't go to your doctor and your doctor's going to look at you and you go, they're probably not going to say anything. Because they want you to look thin anyway, right? But not realizing that when sarcopenia happens, the body tends to waste the muscle, which is, an important function, loss of muscle, this condition, sarcopenia, is probably one of the biggest causes of why people lose their ability to function and loss of their independence as older adults. And I think of my grandparents, I think of somebody, quote, frail, mm-hmm. and this is what we're talking about. We're talking about sarcopenia. The muscles get weaker. There's not as much of it. And so not only does it lead to mobility issues and being able to take care of yourself, which I think is, horrible anyway, but it also increases your risk of developing these other conditions or making the conditions you already have worse.
Okay, so I'm not seeing... Is there a difference between muscle loss and fat gain? Is it just changing the muscle to? Are we just changing muscle to fat?
Actually, part of it. I've been doing a lot of research on this because I noticed. When I would, I go to the gym regularly. I probably, work out at least 4 times a week, and I noticed like my muscle was. I was losing muscle. I was getting thinner, but I also noticed that I was getting fatter, which sounds weird to say, not fat per se. I mean, if you looked at me, you'd think I was fine. But one of the things I've noticed is that there'll be more fatty deposits that build up in the body. So, I was trying to think of analogies the other day, and it's really hard to come up with them that don't offend somebody, you know what I mean? So, but if you think of you know, like that person that has kind of like, they look thin, but they have that really kind of like flabby looking arm or skin under their arm, you
right.
know, like by the tricep, you know,
I think grandma arm.
To like, yeah, right. And I don't, you know, I'm sure lots of people listening right now that have that already. And they're like, dude, really? Do you have to talk about that? But I feel like that's kind of that's a good relatable thing. Is that for sure sarcopenia? I'm not sure, but I feel like it's the closest analogy, I think, where we've all probably seen that at some point in our life and can identify it. Because you don't usually see that on a 25-year-old male or female. It's usually somebody that's 50, 60, 70, you know, and beyond that develops that. And, you know, I think people go, well, you know, they just lost their muscle mass, and that's why they've got that extra flesh. And exactly. That's probably why. And there's also that chance of the tissue in the body becoming fattier. And the reason is your body uses your muscle is one of the primary, it is the primary mechanism of burning sugar out of your bloodstream. So if your body has more muscle mass, your metabolic rate's going to be higher, meaning you're going to burn more calories. You're going to burn more sugar. So your blood sugar is going to come down. And when it comes down, you're less likely to store that sugar as fat, which is what we've kind of turned our bodies into. So I actually have three, we'll call them muscle moves, that are things that you can do to help improve your body's ability to manufacture muscle, you know, muscle protein, so that, you know, you're maybe going to put muscle on, you know, at the best or at the worst, you know, you're at least going to maintain what you have and not continue to decline, which is really an important thing.
Okay. All right, so what's the first muscle move?
All right, so the first muscle move is where, you know, you need to get more protein. You know, most people nowadays are, you know, leaning towards, you know, vegan, vegetarian type lifestyle. So these veggie-sourced proteins are super high. There's a negative to veggie proteins. They're not complete proteins. I'll explain that when we get to number two here. But you need to bump up your protein. Your body uses protein, the amino acids that are in protein, to make muscle. So, you know, eating more nuts is a great way. Like, I'm a big almond fan. You know, legumes, so beans like chickpeas, edamame, those are good things to add to your everyday diet. I'm not a big fan of peanuts necessarily, you know, generally speaking, because they're really not a nut. But they are really high in protein. So, you know, eating peanuts, try to do unsalted, everybody, when you're, you know, looking at these things. And maybe even supplement with, you know, supplement your diet with, a protein powder.
Okay.
In the vegetarian world, you know, spirulina was the first one. But nowadays, good Lord, man, you can get, you know, rice protein, pea protein, those types of things. But get more protein. That's one of the things we learned about older, you know, older generation is that because they don't make a lot of their own meals, the protein gets left out, and they if they're going to cook for themselves, it's usually things like pasta and or pasta-ish, bread-ish kind of things, and there's really no protein in those or very little to help the body build muscle mass.
Okay. So more carbohydrate-loaded meals.
Yeah, exactly. Better said than me. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. And you're saying peanuts, but not peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter is just loaded in sugar and salt, so I'm
okay.
Not a big peanut butter fan.
Okay.
Sorry to the peanut growers. I apologize.
All right. What's the number two muscle move we do?
All right. So I want you to add more essential amino acids. I think we've ever talked about essential fatty acids, but anytime we talk about something being essential nutrient, it means that one, the body can't make it, and two, you need them. Like they're urgent for your life. So like there's essential fatty acids. And so in this case, these are essential amino acids.
Okay.
Not all the proteins that you buy out on the market are, matter of fact, the majority of them nowadays are not complete proteins. So they're missing these essential amino acids, and they are necessary for this muscle protein synthesis, this, you know, construction that we're trying to drive. And there's a unique formulation. I actually found this company out of Canada not long ago that's been doing a ton of research. They have over 25 published trials on this specific combination of essential amino acids. They call it Rejuvenate. And the studies on that show that even when people that were confined to bed rest were able to, by taking just one little packet of this a day, were able to actually put on muscle mass on bed rest. So it's not like they were at the gym or they were doing exercise or anything like that. Even on bed rest, by adding Rejuvenate to their daily diet, it comes in a little powder. I've actually started using it because I told you earlier, you know, I noticed I wasn't putting on muscle. I now have quads that I've never had in my whole life.
Really?
Because I do ride a bike, and you know, so again, just one packet a day, and it's these essential amino acids in a very specific, you know, combination, like certain amounts that the studies have been done on to show that it'll help improve your body's ability to produce muscle protein, and like 57% increase mm-hmm. right out of the gate. So, you know, again, Rejuvenate is a critical thing.
Okay.
And it's made a huge difference in my life over the last, I'd say, 2 months. I've been blown away.
Really? Are you dropping weight or?
Yeah, actually, so here's the thing, you know.
Are you just dropping flab?
Well, yes, it's both. In the first 30 days, I put on what appeared to be on the scale of like 5 pounds of weight. Okay, now people are freaking out about that, but it was like 5 pounds of muscle mass. Nothing else changed on me,
right?
Other than, you know, I could see my arms were a little bigger because I do lift weights, but not like a, you know, I'm not a like a you know a muscle freak. I'm trying to stay healthy and look decent.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw it in my legs, like again, where I've never saw it before. And because I'm increasing my muscle mass, I'm increasing my metabolic rate even when I'm just laying around. So what ends up happening is I'm burning more calories at rest than I was before. I'm burning more calories when I'm not at rest. And so, yeah, I'm starting to see I'm almost down a full belt loop, you know, from one hole to the next. I'm almost down
right.
one full one in about 2 months. And I really wow. haven't changed anything other than, you know, adding this. I'm not dieting. You know, I'm not working out more than I was. You know, you know how it is. We all kind of
right.
tend to live the same lifestyle. Right? Yeah. So, regretfully at this point, Rejuvenate's not available in stores.
Oh, okay.
So, I understand, in May it'll start being available at your local Walmarts and CVS, but right now you have to go on the internet. I actually just bought 2 boxes the other day. And I even travel with it. Rejuvenatemuscle.com is the website for that.
Okay. And did it concern you when you gained the 5 pounds, or did you know that muscle weight is heavier than fat weight?
Well, so the answer is yes and yes. How about that?
You knew what was going on, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, but the thing is, like, you know, I had to try it for myself. You know, the studies are great. I mean, seriously, the studies are really compelling, you know, that are, I mean, I was blown away with the way it read, but I'm also, being a pharmacist, you know, I tend to be the skeptic, like, all right, that's really cool, but, you know, I want to be the guinea pig. I want to make sure that if I'm talking about this to people, that it's legit, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, when I started gaining weight, I actually got a little ticked off, and I had to keep reminding myself, oh, yeah, this is probably muscle mass. But, you know, when you gain 2 or 3 pounds, you can't really tell what it is. But when I got up to 5, you know, I started, like, I looked down and I could see, like, my jeans. But I, you know, pretty much wear every day. You know, I've got
right.
3 or 4 pairs of jeans that my quads, you know, were like, my jeans were a little fuller in my legs. And I'm like, well, damn, that makes sense. You know?
okay.
You know, yeah. So, and pardon my language on that one, but I'm like, wow, that was cool. So, yeah, the answer is yes on both of those questions, yes.
Okay. All right. So, let's move. Are you done with the essential amino acids? Or do we need
yeah,
to move
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's move on to number three,
on
the number okay. three muscle move that people need to make.
So number three is actually double up on your workouts, double up on specifically your resistance workouts. So what are resistance exercises? Well, and these are things you don't necessarily have to join a gym for. You could go, you know, down to the sports section of your local Target or Walmart and buy things that would help you out with this. But what will help your body, you know, again, force or build muscle protein is by using them more and with more resistance type exercise. So, you know, weight, you know, if you can go to the gym and use weights, you know, lifting enough weight that your muscles start to feel fatigued after 8 to 12 repetitions. When that becomes easy, you want to increase the weight, but you can also buy those exercise bands. They look like, you know, they look like bike tube tires.
Yeah.
You know, the tubes that go inside your butt.
Inner tubes.
They look like that. Yeah, exactly. So you could even, you know, they sell those. They're called exercise bands at, you know, at one of those stores I just mentioned. I'm sure there are other stores that have them as well.
Right.
That would be a good form of resistance exercise. Walking is a good thing. What we're finding, though, is cardio isn't necessarily the best way to go. Cardio actually, your body may end up using your muscle as an energy source to continue or to complete the task. So cardio often will burn muscle, which is really not what you want to do. So it's more resistance. And I can tell you what I've done as I've researched this topic is I said I like to ride a bike, and I normally do go to the gym this time of the year. And what I've done is I've changed it from just like one steady, you know, tension to the bike I'm using has a random setting on it. So every 10 seconds, you know, it's easy, and then it gets harder, and then it gets really hard, and then it drops down to like middle. And it just, you know, every 10 seconds, it's just, it is what it is. It's random.
Okay.
And I find that, you know, it's that those bursts of 10, maybe even up to 20 seconds of, you know, it's much harder is, you know, one of the reasons that I've beginning to put on this extra muscle. And I'm loving it. I'm stronger now. I'm a golfer, and I've noticed I don't have like some of the discomfort I would have after my rounds of golf or hitting golf balls at the driving range. And, you know, it's never too late to start putting muscle mass back on, even for those people, you know, that maybe even are in a nursing home, you know, having them, you know, get more protein, you know, add rejuvenate to their, you know, morning routine and, mm-hmm. and, you know, doing some exercises, you know, could get them to be more mobile and more independent again.
Okay. So what, the resistance bands you were talking about, what do you do with those? Do you just wrap them around your feet and pull up on them? Or?
Yeah. Well, so usually when you get them, I've seen them in the store, you know, they usually have a little diagram on the back of like some of the exercises you can do. But yeah, so like if you're going to do something for your bicep, you know, so you would put, you know, you would wrap it one end would be in one hand, one end would be the other. And then you would step in the middle of it and stand on it. And then you would, you know, raise your arm. Like you're doing a curl. You could actually lay on the floor and do the reverse where you're holding it tight against your chest, you know, on either end, and then you're extending your legs, you know, straight out. Or so there's different body movements that we normally do. You just attach the band to your hands or in some cases to something else, and then that's when you make the muscle movement, you know, in the opposite direction. And that's probably the least expensive way to, quote, weightlift, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh.
And they've shown that I have a few friends from when I lived in Florida that were Major League Baseball pitchers back in the day. And one of the big things that pitchers do is they use those bands not only for strengthening, but it also helps with agility and forming a, you know, the muscle fiber that tends to be healthier. So I can remember watching these guys warm up. And I'm like, what the heck are you doing? You know, and then they're like, oh, man, you know, it helps improve my flexibility, my agility. And, you know, at the same time, it's strengthening this very specific part of my arm. And like I said, you know, they're probably like $8 or $10 at your, you know, they might even have them at, you know, the local pharmacy. If you have a local fitness center.
Right.
You know, they might even sell them.
Okay. Do you subscribe to people joining classes such as yoga and Pilates and stuff like that? Is that a good move for people also?
It's definitely a good move, but those two types of activity are really not going to be the muscle protein
producers.
You know, formation type. They're really, I have one of my dear friends, she's a, you know, I'll call her a hardcore yoga instructor.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you know, she might beg to differ that it's not a resistance exercise. But you know, in general, I'd say those two activities aren't really going to accomplish the goal. We really need to do something that's a little bit more, difficult, restraining, I guess we'll call it, in order to really, you know, sort of motivate the body to produce more muscle.
Okay. All right, so sarcopenia is the problem, which is age-related muscle loss. And your three muscle moves are, number one?
Get more protein into your diet.
Okay.
Number two.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, get more protein into your diet, whether it's through your foods maybe even a protein supplement. Two, adding those essential amino acids, in that formulation called Rejuvenate. And three is to double up on your resistance exercises. If you were only doing them twice a week, research is showing you need to do it at least four times a week. I've been trying to actually do them 5 days a week. That way, if I fail once, I'm still doing four.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So set the bar high, no pun intended. And then and those three things together should get you on your way to building up some muscle mass again and hopefully decreasing your risk of all those other health challenges we talked about earlier.
Okay. All right. David, it's been nice talking to you today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for all the helpful information.
Thank you.
All right. And can we find this all written down someplace for us? Can we?
As we speak, like in this day today, I'm writing a blog to put on my website, which is herbalpharmacist.com. And so hopefully by, in the next week, I should have something up on my website for people to go and review. And it's really going to be more of my own personal story, because I am the target market for this topic. I was already experiencing the decline,
right?
And now I'm seeing the reversal. So it'll be more of my own personal story to make it real for people.
Okay, all right, and thank you again for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
All right, that's going to do it for today.